Good morning. Morning, welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Great to see a good number gathered here this morning for our in-person worship here at Peace.
Also, a welcome to those of you who are tuning in online. We're thankful that you're with us as well. And I don't know, there could be some people out in the parking lot as well listening. I'm sure John and Lucy and a few others, I'm getting some nods. Welcome to Peace this morning. Today's time really to celebrate Christmas. You're probably thinking Christmas is over. How many of you have put away your decorations and your lights? We put ours away January 1st. Today is actually the official day in which we take down the tree at church. I'll have an announcement about that in just a second. And we put it away. It is Epiphany Sunday. But in a lot of ways, Epiphany is nothing more than a continuation of the Christmas season. In fact, some people have called Epiphany season Christmas for the Gentiles. In other words, this is a time in which Jesus appeared to those who didn't have any background in the Jewish faith, and he dramatically, the readings in the Epiphany season, show what Christmas meant for them as they discovered who Jesus was for the very first time. And so be thinking about that as we journey through the next season leading up to Lent. Christmas is just continuing. And that's a wonderful thing for us to celebrate that and live in that joy as we'll hear today with the wise men who journeyed to see Jesus. Boy, there are a couple announcements to share. The first is that we do need some help after church with the tree, taking down the ornaments and the lights, and then we're going to take the tree outside. If we just have five or six people to help with that, that would just be so awesome and make it go so much faster. We do have a piano recital here in the sanctuary at 2 o'clock, and so we want to do that. We think we can do it in about an hour, probably even go faster than that. So if you have some extra time, that'd be great. Also, we are having fellowship at church after our service today. We had men's breakfast yesterday, just a great showing of men here at Peace. And one of the things we kept hearing from the men in the congregation is how much we missed being together and just having time to check in and build friendship. And so our fellowship time is coming back here at Peace so that we can do that more often. And so this month it's January 9th and January 23rd, but we are looking forward to those days in which we can gather together more and more and establish those friendships and again and reestablish them and just find out and discover what's going on in each other's lives. I'd also share with you, we are starting a new Sunday school series for the adults. It's on forgiveness. We started it this morning, a really good showing of people here this morning. You're invited to come. It's based on an acronym, SCARS. It'll take us all the way to February 13th, so you're invited to come. Those sessions begin with opening at 9:45 each Sunday here in the sanctuary all the way up to February 13th. Are there any other announcements to share this morning in the congregation? Okay, yep, Rob? Ah, yes, yes. We have leftover gravy from yesterday's biscuits and gravy meal for the men. If you'd like some gravy, have at it. It's yours. See Rob after church. And then I should also note that today we are collecting mite boxes. Thank you for the reminder, Peggy, on that. If you brought your mite box just on your way out, go ahead and place your mite box on the table where communion is on those communion Sundays, and we'll pick it up after church. Any other announcements, Rick?
Yep.
Yeah, awesome. We've got some really, I would call it a season of dreaming of what peace can do to further peace, to extend peace out into the community, and that committee's meeting tonight. If you want to find out more about that, seek Rick Durling. So we're going to uplift that in our prayers today as well. Awesome.